Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe, and here's another tip on effective communication. One of the most famous and influential books on interpersonal skills was a book called Stephen Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Dr. Stephen Covey. And I remember in it, he talks about the legacy that you want to leave behind at the end of your life as kind of a beacon or a moral compass for you. You know, what would you want people to say about you at your funeral? And I know it sounds a bit of a morbid thing to think, but it's a really interesting way of thinking about how you lead your life and what you want to leave behind. But in relation to interpersonal skills, I think it's also got some relevance because you leave a legacy wherever you go all the time. It's more of a short-term legacy rather than an end-of-life legacy. And it's kind of a short-term memory or a footprint. So every time you have an interaction with somebody, you could either leave them in a better place or a worse place. So think about this. Do you know people who tend to leave you feeling pessimistic, deflated, browbeaten, negative, thinking about how hard life is and how many frustrations and injustices there are in the world? But on the other hand, do you meet people who make you feel uplifted, optimistic, enthused, energetic, hopeful, and really help put the spark back in your eyes. Now, these people are treasures. They're very rare beasts, but they are to be treasured because they probably have the ability to light up a room, to hold brilliant conversations, and to be fantastic listeners, to be very empathetic, to be sensitive, and they lead their life like this. They are always leaving positive impressions and nice little short-term memories wherever they go. So think of this as a kind of a beacon or a compass to be guided by when you lead your life and you have interactions with people. Try and leave them in a better place at the end of the interaction than they were at the beginning. So I hope that's helped, and more to come on this series of audio clips. Thanks for listening.